This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
You're on Joy 94.9. You're listening to S&M Fridays with Simon and Michael. How are you this week, Michael?
I'm here.
It's very positive from your side of the desk
there.
Yeah,
look, I'm here. That's all I can say about the matter. That's all I have to say.
Well, hopefully your mood improves over the next 2 hours.
Fingers crossed. I'm hoping it will. Because there's a lot happening tonight.
There is a lot of content to our show tonight. We're going to have a bit of a chat about new age celebrities. So gone are the days of celebrities being people like your Madonnas and your big music stars and rock stars and movie stars. All of this is changing, and this is all because of a new generation.
God bless the new generation. Generation
My thoughts on the new generation.
You love the new generation. Don't deny it. Mm. There's nothing more that you enjoy more, I think.
Also, we're going to be talking about aeroplane etiquette.
Correct.
Some traveling stories. Now, I was dealt a traveling story last weekend, and part of me thinks urban legend.
Why?
Because this was not unbelievable, but the story is so out there about a story, and it happened to a friend of a friend.
One of those stories.
But this story will make you rethink what you do overseas.
Excellent. I love those stories.
So we've also got a special guest tonight on the show, Sean from the Channel 10 hit show I Will Survive will be joining us.
Excellent. So he's after 8 o'clock.
Yes.
Yes.
And we will also be reviewing the Kath and Kim movie. So I actually got to go and see this last weekend.
You were like at the world premiere of it.
I was indeed. So we actually have pictures of that up on our social media site.
Correct.
All you need to do is go to the Joy website, joy.org.au/SM Fridays, and you'll be able to go and jump through the links to go to our social media pages and have a look at those photos.
But coming up after our song that we're going to play in just a moment. Speaking of etiquette, we're not talking about aeroplane etiquette. We're talking about social networking etiquette and the do's and don'ts of announcing important life events.
Joy 94.9.
It's an Fridays on Joy 94.9. You just heard a bit of NXS with Rob Thomas.
That's right.
No Michael in that one. It was just Rob and Castanets that one.
So the Castanets are a very underrated piece of musical equipment, I think.
They are. They're very versatile things, Castanets. Mm. You can play them with one hand. It's not like any other instrument you have to use two for. You can't play triangle with one hand. You could play tambourine, but it's not as good.
Do you remember last week we were talking about cowbells? How I say that I'll be there with bells on?
Yes.
I found a cowbell last week and I thought of you.
Oh, did you? You should have got it. Did you get it?
No, I didn't. I went to in the wonderful Bourke Street in the city, not far from where we are, to the music store, which has announced that it's gone into administration.
That one.
Thinking that I'd be able to pick up a couple of guitars for $10.
Yeah.
But no.
No.
No mega specials, but hours spending there playing with the equipment and, it was fun times.
On ukulele as well?
There was ukuleles. There was a hot pink ukulele.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I
need to put on about 50 kilos in a Hawaiian shirt and then I can go to ukulele.
Yeah, it shouldn't be too hard to do.
I'm halfway there.
Yeah, you'd be right.
Just need the shirt.
That's right. Exactly right. We were talking about some etiquette of things. And this week has been an interesting week for me because this week I had a very close friend, a friend who I've known for a very, very long time, getting engaged. Which is wonderful.
Nice.
It's excellent. Excellent, wonderful, great.
Mm.
The problem is...
Is she listening?
No, she's overseas, and I doubt that this is the last thing that she'd be listening to.
Hello, Joy iPhone app.
It's okay. She doesn't have it. It's all right.
Okay.
But, so God help us when we put the podcast out. Mm. But, however, she's overseas. She got engaged. Now, I think that such a big life event with someone, and someone that you've known for a very long time, someone how you might be living with, you would want to share that with your friends. Now, I've had friends who've been engaged this year, and I got SMSs and stuff from them to, personal, saying, hey, this just happened. It's really exciting. And, I wanted to let you know about it.
Mm. that do you feel like you're one of the first to know?
Yeah, because you know, I'm not obviously her mother or father, you know. So, but I still think I would be somewhat important in down the list, right? So, the problem was that I actually found out through a social networking update.
Nice.
And everyone found out that way.
Do you think it might be time management on her behalf?
Oh.
She's probably saved herself a good 3 or 4 hours on the phone.
I'm happy
with a 20-second status update.
I'm happy with just an SMS. Because if I wasn't looking at that particular site at the time, I would not have noticed it.
Mm.
I wouldn't have seen it come up. I wouldn't have known about it. So, for these sorts of life events, I think the etiquette should be, for people who are somewhat important to you, it should be done. I'm okay with SMS, that's fine. But something that's not mass, like, world crazy sort of on that sort of announcement, online announcement. Yeah. So I haven't replied to that particular change in relationship status.
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
I've got to say, I've faced a similar sort of situation with a friend's birthday party.
Yeah.
And I remember sitting at home one Saturday night thinking, oh, I'm really enjoying this night at home.
Okay.
And I get this abusive phone call. Where the hell are you?
Oh.
From another friend of mine about a birthday party.
Yeah.
That I apparently got an invite to via social media.
Oh.
Now, I can tell you now that I do not check the events section of social media because it is full of crap.
Exactly.
It really is. People that I don't know who live thousands of kilometres away are inviting me to all this random crap.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just don't even look at it. So that's my time management.
I use it to remind people about things after I have told them about it myself in another form, another way. But I'm not the first way normally.
Yeah.
However, that's what I think.
Yes.
I'm a bit unhappy about it.
Well, I think we should put it out there.
I reckon.
What have you found out via social media? Because I know there's been a few things for me which have come up on social media where you're going, yeah, well, I actually would have liked to know that a little bit, bit sooner. So, we'd love to know.
Oh, goodness. ASAP on Joy 94.9. This is S&M Fridays. Good old Bardo.
That takes me back.
Oh, they were the days.
I remember sitting on the edge of my seat watching that the show Popstars.
Yeah. Mm. That was big. And was that guy that's the solo guy? The next one. When it was just by themselves?
Oh, yeah.
The solo.
Yeah.
And he ends up being like on Disney Channel or something.
That's something random
like that.
That's like Dean Geyer from Australian Idol is now going to be in Glee.
Yeah. Really?
Yes.
Oh, so he's gone from Neighbours to Glee.
Topless, apparently.
Hello.
Mm.
Anything. And just he can just speak to me. I don't mind. I don't care what he does.
He had that lovely South African accent, didn't he?
Yeah. I don't care what people say about South Africans. I love them.
Yeah, me too.
Especially the accent. I like South Africans.
Mm.
They're lovely people.
Indeed.
But lovely people don't keep secrets, apparently.
This is true. Mm. This is true. Now, we were speaking earlier before about people announcing things that they probably shouldn't or personal things over social media sites.
Big things, big life events.
Yeah, when they should be contacting people directly. Now, I don't know whether that's just the fact that we've got a new generation of people who live their life through social media.
Yeah.
One thing that I'd love to see is just seeing computers crash for a week and just seeing how people...
Oh, can you imagine?
Mm.
Could you imagine what would happen if people could not do that?
Imagine going to a nightclub where people weren't on their phones all the time. Could you imagine? Everyone would just be standing there not knowing what to do.
I know. Like they'd be looking at the lights thinking, oh, they're pretty.
They are.
They're nice.
I haven't noticed them before.
Wow. Actually, might like to get to know people that way.
Exactly. Now, something that happened with my family a few years ago is my brother gave me a phone call and said, guess what? We're getting married.
On the topic of
marriages.
Well done.
Yeah. So that's what I said. And I said, what did Mum say? Well, we haven't told Mum yet.
Oh.
And I'm like, oh, okay. Why is that? Well, we're not actually telling her about the wedding until the day.
Uh-huh.
And I said, what do you mean by that? And he said, we're doing a surprise wedding.
Oh, nothing beats a surprise wedding.
Well, my reply to that was, she's going to kill you and then she's going to kill me when she finds out that I knew and didn't tell her.
Uh-oh.
And he said, don't you tell her. You can't tell her. I don't want you to tell her. I was best man for the wedding and that's why I found out.
Yep.
And yeah, so they were going to have a naming ceremony for their daughter.
At the same time.
My niece.
yes, that's how the family tree works normally.
Yeah, yes. And so I was a bit worried that my mum was going to go absolutely psycho and come after the both of us. Because, look, there's not going to be a wedding on my side of
Not in the near future. Tree.
Yeah, well, not in the near future.
You never know.
Not in the near future. Look, down the track, it's a possibility.
Yeah.
But she's really only got him. So so I know that when I came out probably 15 years ago.
Yeah.
Right? And I know that the thing that she struggled with was the fact that I wasn't going to get married and have kids and give her grandkids. Yes. And I know that she was big on that.
Yeah.
Right. So my brother was the only person who was going to be able to give her all of these things. And I was happy that my brother was straight because he was able to fulfill these things that I wasn't able to.
Yeah.
So it's like, great, I get to go and live my life the way that I like. You can deal with what mum wants.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
So, and I thought, oh no, this is just going to go all pear-shaped. But look, on the day it all went well. I think my mum would have liked to have been a bit better dressed than she was.
Okay.
Look, a wedding and there was wedding photos. And you don't normally get dressed up for a naming ceremony.
No.
It was in a park and it wasn't.
It's like thongs and singlets. Sort of.
Well, it wasn't far from that.
Okay,
so,
yeah, nice.
Yeah, but family surprises and things that go on social media sites, things that don't go on social media sites, it's actually quite it's quite involved when it comes to family. Some things you expect to be told, like yourself, you know, you expect to be told in person about things. And I suppose it's the same with my mum. She expected to be told in person and not rock up to a party in a park realising that it's her son's wedding.
Because the last thing you want is to rock up with bad hair.
Exactly.
You don't get your hair done. Mm-hmm. Yeah, your hair done the weekend before.
That's right.
Got to get yourself done up. Get some new clothes. You can't just rock up in your singlet and thongs to a wedding.
No.
Some do. Isn't there? Even with
invitations. There's always one.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Joy 94.9.
You're on Joy 94.9. You're listening to S&M Fridays with Simon and Michael.
Oh, goodness. Now, we're talking about some, you know, dramas with social media and families.
Mm.
But there's been some dramas with your travel of late or, in the past, I believe.
Look, not with mine.
Not with yours.
Oh, look, there is, but we'll get to that at a later point in time. What I did want to share with everybody is a story that I heard last weekend.
I love stories.
When I was listening to this story, I was like, I so have to tell this story next week.
Done.
Right. So, speaking to a friend of mine, she was saying that one of her friends had gone overseas with a guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they're just friends, a guy and a girl.
Okay.
And they've gone and done this big European holiday and they've got their last day in some Eastern European country.
Okay, as one does.
Mm.
Okay.
Now, the girl, they were both at a nightclub at a bar.
Yeah.
And the girl ends up meeting this French guy.
Okay.
And she decides that she wants to go home with him.
Oh, okay.
Right.
So she wants to get to know him some more.
Yeah, she's going, it's my last night here. So she goes up to her friend and says, look, I'm going to go and go home with him.
Okay.
And are you okay with that? And he said, look, we've got a flight at 7 a.m. tomorrow morning. I'm really not comfortable with it. And she's like, yep, you're right. So she spent a bit of time with him at the club.
Yep.
And then they went on their way and came home.
Okay.
So after they've gotten home, she's looked in the mirror and looked at her lip.
Uh-huh.
And she started to get like a cold sore.
Oh,
right?
No.
So she thought, oh, look, I'll go to the doctors. Right. And the doctor's taken a swab.
Yeah.
And he said, oh, I haven't seen anything like this before. I'll take a swab of this infection of the lip. Right. So anyway, she's at work and gets a phone call from the doctor saying, can you come into the doctor's now? And so she made her way into the doctor. She was stressing really bad. And the doctor sat her down and said, do you still have this guy's contact details? And she said, yeah, I do. Well, what's happened? And apparently...
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Apparently, there was a bacteria growing on her lip.
No.
Which is only found on dead people.
What?
Right? So, what happened was the doctor gave the police the details of this guy. Mm-hmm. And it turned out that this guy had 10 dead females in his apartment.
What?
Yeah.
He had freaky dead people in his apartment.
Yes.
But how?
All girls who I dare say would be travellers.
Oh my.
Mm. So obviously he was getting it on with the dead, and then going to a club at night and kissing someone a little bit more alert and awake.
Oh my goodness.
Mm. Wouldn't you just die?
I would freak out. Mm. I would be screaming in the doctor's surgery.
Now, when I travelled, you've heard my
you have some
my story.
Interesting stories.
Some things that I've got up to in Europe. Look, I don't know whether I should share these.
Maybe we
won't go into too much detail.
No,
but
just be brief. Just be
have
brief.
You seen the movie Taken with Liam Neeson?
I don't think I have.
His daughter goes to Paris with another girl. They're only 17.
Oh, not yet.
And she gets abducted and... they both get abducted and put into the sex trade over in...
Excellent.
In Europe.
Lucky.
Right? Which...
Lucky them.
What a way to see the country. Working holiday.
Oh, yeah, true. That must be every person's dream. Mm. Yeah, of course.
But however, you know, Liam Neeson, the action guy, goes over and saves her and all that. But I was watching this movie on the edge of my seat going, I do remember a time in a certain Eastern European country where I thought, look, I don't really know anybody. Yes, sure, I'm uncomfortable about going to an underwear party in a dungeon.
Well, that happens here all the time.
Well, look, it does. However, there's a very, very slim chance that I'm not going to run into anybody that I know.
Good point.
So I'm a bit happier about that.
True. I'd be wearing less underwear than what I normally would.
True. Mm. So look, I went along and met some lovely people.
Did you make some new friends?
Made some new friends and got invited back to... a house party. Right. So anyway, so the next thing I know, I'm in the back of this car in a country where the only words that I knew in their language were beer and cheers.
Ooh.
Mm. So anyway.
And yes and no?
No, I didn't even know that.
Oh, okay. Mm.
So I was in the back of this car driving really far away from the capital city. I remember looking in the rearview mirror going, okay, that's a good half an hour's drive from the city.
Country
and
drive.
I started to worry a little bit and worry to a point where I thought that something was going to happen. Now, thankfully and instinctually, nothing did happen. And everything was okay. But watching movies like Taken and hearing stories like the one from this girl at the party, it makes me think that there are so many things that can go wrong overseas. So, yeah, look, it's interesting. And when I heard that story, I just shut down because I'm like, oh, that's feral. But she owes her life to that guy saying, don't go home with him.
I know. But it's lucky. What's lucky? I wonder if she's, like, bought him balloons and flowers to thank him for it.
Look, I think she'd have to.
Like, she would be indebted to him for, like, practically life.
Definitely.
I would love to go travelling by myself. I tend to go travelling by myself and do all that. And... I'm a boy. I will take some risks, but I'm not going to go too crazy. Although, if I can understand yes and no, and beer and cheers, I should be okay. Since you were able to get through that without a problem, maybe big and small, and that's stop. That's something like that.
Look, my most most things like yes and no and stop or don't stop, you can generally do with hand movements and signals.
That's true.
It's a universal language.
Oh, God bless hands. They can do so much.
They can. Now, we've had a message come in from Nick who said, I have an ex on Facebook and I hardly ever see him, but I must admit I do occasionally see what he's up to, who he's going out with, etc. I'm happy for him, but the curiosity has me doing the occasional look. And I think, look, I know what I'm like on these social media sites. Mm-hmm. And if one of my exes was on Facebook, I'm sure I'd be like, I'm not going to say constantly, but I'd like to know.
You'd want to know.
I'd be interested, yeah.
Yeah. Voyeur type of, you know, just checking out what's going on.
But in saying that, if I was somebody's ex on Facebook.
Yeah.
I don't think I'd want them knowing what I was doing.
Oh.
So, yeah, a bit of a flip side there.
Oh. Mm. Well, you know, everyone decides to do that with different social media, but it's part of being human. We like to know what's going on
with everybody else's business. It's the computer way of going through somebody else's drawers,
that's
really, isn't
right.
it?
And it's so much easier than going through their drawers.
That's true.
And you can do it without them knowing. Mm. It's wonderful.
But isn't it weird? Like, I know that I sit there and you could be looking at someone's pictures and the next thing you know, they've got 200 pictures on there and you've gone through 200 pictures of theirs.
Yeah, that's a problem. That's a worry. Talking about horror, a girl called Kesha.
She likes to make
music. We have now a song called "Blow" by good old Kesha, which we're going to shoot on the wireless for you. It's on SNM Fridays on Joy 94.9. Oh my goodness!
Bit of Rita Ora there. Howie Party, the Jive House extended bass remix.
Oh hello! Mm. I was tapping along to that one.
Everybody likes a bit of extended bass, don't they?
No one's going to say no to extended bass. I don't think. I think we've put a poll out there. People would like it. speaking of liking things like extended bass, which has naturally no connection at all to this email.
Going to stay extended poles.
You know, well, actually, that might match. In fact, because we had an email. Now we can't use the names. We're going to call this person George.
Yes.
Okay, so George sent an email to onair@joy.org.au because before Rita, we were talking about some horror stories, some overseas horror stories, some travel horror stories.
Yes.
And George has got a horror story of his own, which we need to share with you to ensure that this doesn't happen to you when you go overseas. So
before you read this out,
yes,
this story is already making the hairs on the back of my neck stand up because this is in the same place that mine was. Okay. So it's like,
oh, here we go. So, hi guys. Have a great story. When I was travelling in Prague, went to a few clubs and met a few hot guys, was also invited back to their place for an underwear party. These guys were like porn stars, so, you know, I wasn't going to refuse. Now who wouldn't? You know, exactly. That's right. When we were leaving, one of the guys was approached by a guy, and the next thing you know, there was a huge punch on. Serious punch on with blood and all. Turns out it was an ex of one of the guys and was all over me taking his ex home. Now, that's quite scary. I would be scared.
Really?
Like totally scared. However, George said it was rather hot but very scary.
I love that. It's my favorite part.
It's awesome. Still went home with them though, and it was all fun.
Oh, that's good. It ended up well.
Thank you, George.
It sounds like it ended up very well.
Whenever there's like a fight involved, mm-hmm. anything that would involve medical care afterwards, that would scare me.
Yeah. And especially when you're in countries like that.
Yeah.
I know, like I went to a neighbouring country of Czech.
Yep.
Or Slovakia, actually.
Slovakia, indeed.
Very neighbouring. And the weird thing about it was that even though nobody spoke English,
yes,
you still had to work out how to get. Like I stupidly took a train from Vienna into Bratislava in Slovakia.
Yeah.
I thought I'll do it as a day trip. I've got a day spare and I want to see another country, get another stamp on my passport.
Good choice.
Get into the train station, nobody speaks English.
Uh-oh.
And I had to get a bus from the train station into the city.
Yeah.
Right. Then spend my day in the city and then get a bus back to the train station without anybody using the English language for me.
Oh, goodness.
So you just jump on a bus and hope that it's going into town.
Were there hands being used to communicate at this stage?
There was. Yeah, there was. Yeah, oh, there was a bit of hand movement. And I remember spending an absolute fortune on a map from some gypsy on the side of a road to try and work out what was going on.
Obviously, but a very accurate map from the gypsy.
Well, I used a lot of pointing on the map because it had sort of pictures of locations.
Yeah.
And so I would be pointing at those locations and people would be sort of nodding or shaking their heads.
Yeah. I've only been overseas once. I went to Bali last year.
Yeah.
I didn't have any problems. I was doing all sorts of random things, riding on the back of bikes with random people, going and visiting a villa that I had no idea where it was and walking my way back to the hotel. You know, random things like that. I didn't have any horror stories.
You didn't
stories
catch
personally.
Up with Katut?
No, I didn't see Katush. No. Rhonda obviously had him all to herself. God bless her.
Ready for breakfast?
No, there was no breakfast going on. No. I could hardly feel my feet because I was walking all the time. However, the people I was with, though, had the usual Bali-ness. You know, the oh my goodness, I ate something and now I can't move out of bed because I'm throwing up all over the place type thing, which was really quite pretty. And, of course, you know, it was there for a wedding. So the people we were with had a bit too much fun at the wedding, and they weren't feeling too well either. So personally, I haven't had any issues with travelling overseas. However, I've only been overseas once, so that would make sense.
See, I how do you say this without sounding like a complete slut?
A friendly person, a very
I was. I could say that I'm well travelled around Europe.
Well-travelled.
Yes. Uh-huh. I can see your air...
With my air quotation
air
marks.
Air quotation marks.
Yes.
And I think, look, that's all part and parcel of going over to Europe by yourself. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you meet new people and new cultures. And it's all a bit of fun.
Joy 94.9.
Joy. It's 8 o'clock and currently 10 degrees in Melbourne. Good evening. I'm Michael with your S&M Fridays News of the Week. English cows are treading carefully this week after one got stuck in a tree. Fire crews in Cumbria, northern England, were called to rescue the cow, which had tumbled down a 30-metre river embankment. The bovine then toppled 10 metres down the slope of the Leith River before a tree broke its fall. A spokesman for Cumbria Fire and Rescue Service explained that fire crews had to wear body armour in case a stray hoof lashed out at them, even after the animal was sedated by a vet. The cow did not sustain any injuries in the fall, but it did have a bruised ego. The cow refused to answer any questions about the incident, simply responding with moo. Unemployed Sri Lankans lined up on Tuesday when interviews for the post of hangman were opened. The interviews came a year after two positions fell vacant, with at least 480 prisoners on death row in Sri Lankan jails. About 176 men applied for the two positions, after one hangman was promoted and the other retired. Although there are so many prisoners on death row, Sri Lanka has not used the death penalty since 1976. Politicians have argued for its recent introduction after an alarming rise in serious crime over the last 5 years. No previous experience was necessary for the position, although applicants needed to provide their own balaclava. And finally, while Australians rally for marriage equality, topless women in New York City spent last Sunday protesting the inequality in topless rights between men and women. National Go Topless Day drew crowds of onlookers who took pictures and video of the two dozen women who had gathered in Manhattan's Bryant Park. Karen Heaven, the event's organiser, told the crowd, "My dog has six, I have two, but I can be put in jail for showing my nipples. It's 2012, what are we thinking?" Although it's legal for women to be topless in New York City, the laws vary widely around the US. The supporters say that discrimination is unconstitutional. Go Topless Day was established in 2007, and this year's day saw similar protests in about 30 US cities and 10 other cities around the world. The event concluded with the guitarist leading the crowd in a reworking of the Beatles song Let It Be, instead singing Let 'Em Breathe.
I like the cow stuck in the tree.
The only cow I've ever seen stuck in a tree is the fake one, the sculpture.
Yes, down at Docklands. Yeah. Yeah, I walked past that last night.
I've never seen a cow otherwise stuck in a tree, or if it came via tornado.
Oh, wow. Like a movie Twister.
Like a Twister or something. Yeah, see, a cow.
Whatever happened to Bill Paxton?
I probably went Twister hunting and got sucked up by one.
Helen Hunt.
Go. where is Helen Hunt?
I don't know.
Joy 94.9.
We were going to have a chat about aeroplane etiquette.
Yes.
On my flight from Sydney back to Melbourne last night, I went to go and check in. And yes, I had a 7:30 flight. I was at the airport at 4:30 because I finished work a bit early.
Okay.
And I thought, look, I'm happy just to sit there. They've got a place with massage. And
I thought,
if I have to have an hour's massage to kill time.
You poor thing.
You know, so be it. Gee. So I thought, look, I was looking forward to having a massage, having some dinner, chilling out, and then coming back to Melbourne to responsibilities.
Oh.
So all that turned to the shiz when I got there and went to check in via the auto checker in. And it said that I couldn't check in or it couldn't find my name.
Oopsies.
And a certain feeling comes over you when you're thinking, oh, I might not be leaving here tonight. So I went to the guest relations counter.
Hello.
And
yes, sir.
And they said, oh, no, we don't have your booking here at all.
Oh.
And I'm like, right, that's lovely. Thanks, work.
Excellent.
And she said, what flight were you meant to be on? And she said, oh, that flight's been cancelled. That's why we don't have your details.
Okay.
And she said, I can get you on the next flight.
Okay.
So all of a sudden, my night went from massages and dinner to trying to get through airport security in about 28 seconds and about 7.5 seconds to get to the gate.
You can get through airport security in 28 seconds if you do not wear a belt, shoes or anything else.
Yep.
If you can go through those gates naked or just wearing a pair of underwear, you're pretty much right to get through in 30 seconds.
That's right. Right. Now, so anyway, just got on the plane and packed plane. Couldn't get another person in there, right?
Were you in the overhead locker?
No. Oh, no. You know what? There's no room in the overhead lockers anymore these days. People now take so much carry-on luggage. I was looking at some people. They've got their carry-on luggage, plus they've got a bag, right? And so within the first half of the plane getting in there, there's no more room.
People do that because they don't want to check their bags in. So they take their take as big a bag as they can, and they take that on. So they just go through that auto check-in and not have to worry about it.
Yeah. And I think they see it as a time-saving thing. I'm not waiting for 5 minutes for my bag to come out by the time I get off the plane.
Yeah.
So that's my first aeroplane etiquette, is that if you're going to take carry-on luggage, at least take on enough where other people have got room to take theirs.
Share the space.
Yes.
Be kind. Be courteous.
Now, I was sitting next to the window, which was one thing that worked in my favour yesterday. But sitting next to me was a man of about 7 foot who couldn't fit in the seat. Now, I'm 6'3" and I'm pushing it.
Yeah, okay,
This guy was, I reckon he would have been at least 6'8".
Oh,
he was quite big.
Yeah.
And quite a large guy as well. So, but how someone can fall asleep before takeoff.
What?
And sleep through takeoff. I have no idea.
When did he wake up?
He woke up when they started handing drinks out. He just woke up, put his tray table down, and was sitting there ready. And I'm like, how can you do that? How can you sleep through takeoff?
Maybe it's the only way he can survive takeoff.
Oh, maybe. So maybe he's knocked himself out.
Oh, maybe.
But so he was there snoring, right?
Okay,
and
nice.
Rocking. Every time the plane turned a corner, it would turn towards my way. So it was basically like playing corners with a sleeping large person.
Did his head keep falling on your shoulder?
Yes.
Oh, that's romantic. That's
not
nice.
Really.
No?
No.
Did he slobber on your shoulder?
No.
No.
No. No.
That's,
but speaking of getting things stuck on your clothes, that's further on down the conversation, right? So then next was the woman sitting behind me.
Okay.
Now, she, how would you describe, businesswoman, right?
Yeah.
And you know those business people. Now, I'm not business-minded. There's not a bone in my body that would love to sit in an office between 9 to 5, Monday to Friday, and sit at a computer and discuss business. Right.
Is that what
it's
they do?
Not me.
Is that what
it's
they
not
do?
Me.
I don't know what people do in an office all day. I'm not aware of what people do.
Mm. So anyway, so this woman is on her mobile.
Yeah.
Right. Planes. has started taxiing.
Yeah.
And the mum, like, she's still on her mobile.
Oh.
Discussing quarterly statements and the end of financial year and, oh, no, we're only giving them 20% and just going into all this jargon, all this business jargon. And I'm sitting there thinking, do you not realise that the wheels are turning? Now, I know that if you're on your phone while the plane's probably in the air, it's not going to blow up.
No,
you know,
no.
It's just... It's an urban legend. I think you've got more chance, and I suppose with some of the airlines, you probably have got more chance of being hurtled towards the ground, not from anybody using their mobile phone.
Yes, well, that's you know, true,
the,
yes.
You know the group I'm thinking of.
I am. Oh, yes.
Now, funnily enough,
yes.
Coming out of the airport yesterday, you know how you come out of the terminal and you've got the bookstore on the left?
Yeah.
What was the book that was the big advertising out the front?
Is there a
big poster? Like, you've got this massive poster, and whenever I suppose the book of the month is,
yeah, okay,
right? I wanted to take a photo of it, but there's so many people around that I just couldn't do it.
What was it?
It was the book about the A380 with the motor that fell off.
What?
And I'm thinking, who would go to an airport and buy this book and sit on a plane and read about what the pilot did when one of the engines fell off?
What sort of ridiculous is that? You might read that when you land in order to thank God or some being that you've made it, but you certainly wouldn't read it while you're on a plane. Come on.
I thought that was really bad. But I think, look, the icing on the cake for aeroplane etiquette was my flight to Sydney.
Yeah, okay.
When I was sitting there and I thought, oh, this is great. There's no one. I was sitting on the window again. Nobody in between me and the other lady, so I could stretch out. And my knee was on the seat in between us.
Okay.
Right? So I decided to move my leg and I'm like, oh, my pants are stuck on the seat.
No.
Somebody wedged a massive chunk of chewy in behind the thing, and so my leg has been resting against it,
yeah.
And I had this massive big piece of chewy down my business attire.
Oh no!
And can you imagine what a big white stain on your pants looks like when you get off a plane? Not the best look. Not the look I was hoping for.
It depends who you're sitting next to. That's what matters.
Well, this is true. And that stuff does not come off.
No, it doesn't. It's evil and wrong.
Yeah, and I think the more you pick at it, the more damage you do.
Mm-hmm.
So, So people, if you're having chewy on a plane, don't stick it in the seat. You're not 16.
No, that's exactly right. You have something, you either swallow it and deal with it.
Yes.
Or you wrap it up in the vomit bag and leave it in the vomit.
Exactly.
I'm happy doing that. That's fine.
Yeah. And look, it's not rocket science.
No.
You don't need to stress yourself out about it. But I just think that there needs to be a different set of rules brought in by the airlines.
Joy 94.9.
You're back on S&M Fridays with Simon and Michael. And tonight's special guest on the show is Sean from Channel 10's brand new hit show, I Will Survive. Welcome to the show, Sean.
Hi.
First of all, when did you start getting into music and performing?
My performance history would have started back in 2004 when I first joined the Rocker Stepford team in high school.
Okay.
So I started jazz dance with them, and then I slowly moved into Latin American ballroom and salsa.
Wow.
Which then led me into musical theatre in 2007.
Yep.
I did a musical theatre course in TAFE, which then led me into a Bachelor of Music specialising in musical theatre in university at Queensland.
Wow.
Yeah.
I've seen that you've also taken on a few jobs outside of that as well. So you're also a personal trainer?
Yes, yeah, so I'm a qualified personal trainer and a group fitness instructor as well.
And we saw through the show that you're also working at Luna Park.
Yeah, I work at Luna Park every weekend and also every school holiday.
But that must be a pretty cool job as well.
Yeah, getting to entertain families and little kids, putting a smile on their faces, you can't really beat that.
Tell us about I Will Survive. What made you want to apply for that show?
I Will Survive for me was literally a road to Broadway.
Right.
For me, my dream is to be on Broadway, as you do in musical theatre.
Yeah.
So that was, for me, an opportunity to get to Broadway, but more importantly, to be able to learn from industry professionals as well as other contestants should I have made it on the show.
Speaking of other contestants, was there anybody that you formed a bond with straight away?
Straight away, I probably formed a bond with Davin.
Yep.
Probably because we were the two really dancey dancers of the group.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, we hung out quite a lot from the get-go.
One thing I didn't expect from the show was the amount of straight guys that they incorporated into the mix. Did you know that was going to happen, or was that a surprise for you as well?
It kind of wasn't really... I kind of wasn't really expecting anything in terms of sexuality for the show.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's such a diverse show as it is.
One thing that I suppose I love about the show is that the whole concept is, like you were saying before, taking somebody who is a performer and a potential triple threat, as they like to call it, and train them up to set their sights on Broadway, and eventually the winner gets a role in Priscilla.
Yeah.
Have you seen the Priscilla musical on Broadway at all?
Not on Broadway, but when it was in Sydney, I did see it twice.
Yeah.
When I first saw it, it was with... who was it? Nick Hardcastle was the understudy for Felicia, so I saw it with him. And then the second... when they returned from New Zealand, when Todd McKinney was playing Tick, that's when I saw it again. And from then, it had changed a little bit, but for the better, if anything.
First of all, the bus looks like so much fun. It looks like you guys were having an absolute blast on the bus. Tell us about the actual travel and going into the country parts of Australia. Was there any sort of a backlash, or was it quite well accepted?
Travelling to the country towns, it was... They're quite long. You're talking about 5-6 hour trips in between each one. I will say there was a lot of toilet breaks on the side of the road.
Yeah.
You can imagine there's at least 12 blokes plus the production crews. But yeah, a lot of fun on the bus. The bus is decked out with costumes, pillows, sequins, makeup, wigs. So pretty much just like you see in the film.
Yeah,
That's what we've got on the bus.
Wow.
In terms of reception in the towns, quite welcoming actually. It was more curiosity at first.
Yeah.
Like, what is the circus doing in town? There's like four busloads of people and camera crews, and everyone's kind of intrigued and curious, and then once they learn about us, it kind of gets around town pretty fast.
That's true. And I think if they did a show like that before the movie Priscilla came out, it probably would have got a different reaction. I think in this day and age, there's a gay character in every sitcom, and most people know somebody who is gay, whether they live in the country or the city. So I think the exposure, it's quite important to get that exposure into the country parts of Australia. I grew up in a country part of Victoria, and I know coming out was quite difficult for me because there just wasn't that exposure on television. And I think that this sort of a show as well is sort of putting it out there, which is sending a great message as well.
Well, I think it also allows the greater public to also see that gay people are just the same as not straight people.
That's right, yeah.
And I think it shows us as people, not as our sexualities.
Yeah, and I think by having so many straight guys on the show as well, I think that adds an element of intrigue to the people watching.
Definitely, and it's funny too, because the straight guys will also, you know, play gay with us, but it's funny for us to see them, you know, play with their hair and their makeup, and
yeah,
but for them to have a genuine curiosity of what it's like putting on makeup and being in heels and being in a dress sometimes.
Yeah. When you did your performance, was that at a cattle ranch? Whereabouts was that?
Yeah, so that was I don't actually know what it's called, but I think it's where they sell their livestock.
Ah, right, yeah.
Yeah, I don't actually know what it's called.
It looked like some sort of funky country amphitheatre, really, didn't it? I was looking at it trying to work it out.
Yeah, well, the actual area that we were singing in, that's where they parade the cattle.
Right,
so
yeah.
So people can actually see what they're like.
Yeah. So still quite a meat market of sorts, really, isn't it?
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
It's quite a fitting setting. Tell us about being the first person voted out of the competition. Were you a bit bummed about that? Or, I mean, I know that this would have opened up some amazing doors for you. What are you looking at now after the show?
Because of the show, I'm now actually back at the Imperial Hotel.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm part of Sydney's largest drag show at the moment.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so every Friday night they've got Chicago on at 10 o'clock.
Yep.
And so that's a all-drag show tribute show to Chicago the Musical. So I'm part of that cast every Friday night. And just being at Luna Park, really, I'll get these random families and random kids just all of a sudden singing "I Will Survive."
"I
Will Survive." And I'm like, where is that coming from? These families will come up to me and be like, "Hey, you're from I Will Survive." I'm like, yeah.
Oh, that must be good to get a bit of recognition out in the community.
Oh, it's definitely nice. It's not something I was really expecting, but hey, that's what comes with it. It's nice to have that recognition. Although I wasn't exactly prepared for it, because it's funny. One of my friends was saying to me, "You've got to recognize that they have a relationship with you, but you don't necessarily have a relationship with them."
Yeah, that must be quite difficult to begin with.
It's not difficult per se, but just a little bit... A bit
weirded out by it?
Yeah, just a little bit weird, because it's like you... Because they'll be like, "Oh, I love you and you're my favourite." It's like, I don't actually know you. Thank you, but I don't actually know you, so this is a bit weird for me.
Do you still have your sights set on Broadway? Are you still going down the musical theatre pathway?
Yes, definitely still going to the musical theatre scene. For me, at the moment, I'm just trying to get as many performing opportunities as I can, because the way I see it is the more experience I get in any of the facets, whether that's acting, singing or dancing, I'm definitely building myself up. So when I get the chance to go for another big time musical, I've got that experience to back me up.
All right, well, Sean, thank you so much for taking the time to chat with me and with Joy. Next time you're in Melbourne, come into the station and come and co-host a show with us.
I would love to do that.
Joy 94.9.
And that was Blush. What did you think of that one?
I quite liked that. That was good.
Yeah, Dance On.
I enjoyed that one.
Remixed by Wawa. And do you know who Wawa are?
It's a pedal that you use to change on the guitar.
Very close. Very close.
I'm not sure.
Wawa are the guys who did the remix for Kylie's Put Your Hands Up.
Oh, really? Oh, that's all. They've been busy, haven't they, of late?
They have been. They have been. Goodness indeed. Just gracious. Like you are right now.
I'm trying to pull the cover.
Maybe just
off
hold
the
it up
phone.
To the microphone.
Let's see. We'll try. We'll see if this works. Let's see. The speaker's there. Oh no, probably put it on noisy. Here we go.
Quish!
Oh, hello.
Bit of Prude and True.
Hang on.
Hi, how are you?
Isn't that lovely?
Fine.
Isn't that great? Oh, there you go. A bit more.
Do you have a flute in your orifice?
I love it. And one more. This is my favourite. My favourite.
Oh, we've got heaps of herba left over from October.
It's beautiful. It's wonderful.
Oh, look, we love the girls. And
Quish!
They do think they are Quish,
don't
they?
They are, it's true.
And look, they really did make that movie.
They did. But you know, if you're a Prude, I'm trying to think they would have made those characters based on people that they have seen around the place.
Of course,
right?
Yeah.
I haven't yet seen a Prude and Trude type shop owner, seller, person yet. I'm sure that
I have.
Well, where though? Where? Like, where do I have to go? Like, what suburb?
Do you want to mention the store?
What suburb do I have to go to?
Camberwell.
Okay, I'll have to go for a drive to Camberwell and have a bit of a look-see.
Yes, the main street in Camberwell. Okay. I'm trying to think of what that street name is.
You'll think of it.
I'm from the west.
You'll think of it eventually.
But that main street, there's a lot of homeware shops. You can even go to shopping centres.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of housey type stores.
Oh, housey type stores, yes. Mm. House homeware type stores.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, well, yeah. if you know where I should go to meet Prue and True in person.
Actually, no. I know exactly where you've got to go.
Oh, really?
There's a Providor in Geelong.
Oh, a Providor.
A Providor in Geelong. Oh, and now I know you swore you'd never go back to Geelong.
Never, ever in my life.
Right. And that might be a story for next week. But there is a Providor in Geelong, and these two ladies are, I'm sure that they are the basis for these characters.
Oh, okay.
They have to be.
Oh, if I must go to Geelong for that one particular reason, maybe I'll think about it. I would prefer, though, to stay in the Melbourne metropolitan area. That would be nice.
Look, these ladies are so funny. It's nearly worth the trip.
Oh, okay. Well, if you know where I need to go other than Geelong to meet Prue and True, please let me know. This is S&M Fridays on Joy 94.9. And since it's very, very close to 9 o'clock, I'm speaking really quickly so we can say goodbye and leave.
It sounds like the government.
It does. Sponsored. We'll be back, of course, next week. Same Joy time, same Joy channel.
Yes.
We're finishing off with what song there tonight, Simon?
Let's have a kiki.
Yes.
If you're offended by a little bit of language,
yep.
Please switch off.
Or just shut you. Just close your ears for
close
a little
your
while.
Ears. Yeah. If you've got kids in the car, cover their ears.
Yeah.
Because this is the unedited version. I couldn't find the edited version.
Oh, well.
Plus, this one's a lot more fun. So that one's going to see the show
What's
out.
What's up? It's Nichols. We have a message.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.